Blog Talk Radio.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, et ita tu.
Figured I would lay a little bit of Christmas on you tonight, because I wanted to strike first before the communists start their anti-Christ rallies. Yes, you know, places where you go shopping and you're not aware that there's no more Merry Christmas. Are there any Merry Christmas signs up in Red Star Macy's? Is that the same Macy's that wouldn't let Joan Jett march in the Thanksgiving Day parade because she's a vegetarian? The sin of the religion of vegetarianism. Yes, she only worships peas and carrots. We're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. What are we going to do? Okay. I'm going to give you a little Gypsy Kings while I search for something to talk about. Okay, put your flamenco shoes on.
Ese amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo le dan sabana, porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega así, esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Perdón de Dios, tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino. El destino te desaparado, lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro alabando, eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día no cuento si de nada, lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti. Bambolea, bambolea, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolea, bambolea, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolea, bambolea, mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo.
Now that I've relaxed you, I'm going to read you some news from the National Right to Life News Today. Pro-abortion coalition unveils sweeping new national abortion on demand legislation in Congress. A large group of pro-abortion members of Congress have introduced a sweeping new legislation that is intended to nullify virtually all state and federal limitations on abortion at any point in the pregnancy. You know, Benny Hill used to do a routine where he was dressed as a woman and he was in an abortion clinic, and sitting next to him was a teenager. and she's getting the interview, you know, and Benny's getting the interview, and the interviewer asks, well, how far along is the fetus? And she says, 16 years. Yeah, maybe we should abort. I think if a woman has to have an abortion, the guy who was the contributor to the problem, he should get an abortion too. Okay, so he doesn't have ovaries, but you could take a liver or maybe a spleen. Yeah, boy, that would be birth control 101, wouldn't it? It is really sad. I remember George Carlin making fun of the pro-life people, called them old and ugly. Yeah, and guess what happened to George Carlin? He got old and ugly. Supreme Court refuses to stay enforcement of Texas law requiring abortionists to have hospital admitting privileges. The Supreme Court Tuesday rejected an appeal by pro-abortion plaintiffs for a stay allowing Texas to implement a part of a new abortion law that requires abortionists to get admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles. You know, like that Kermit the Frog down there, where was he, in Baltimore? Was he in Philadelphia? I forget which one. Where he was drugging them and aborting them. Women had changed their minds. They didn't get a chance to change their minds. Nice guy. He's doing time now. They ought to do a musical about him. Hollywood should make a tribute to him. Assisted suicide laws at stake in New Jersey and Minnesota foreshadow danger for vulnerable populations in other states. Well, I always said that one day Obama's going to order the Department of Homeland Security cordon off the villages and then go in there with Cyclone B trucks and gas the senior citizens and call it saving Social Security. You ever see how they play on words, how they change words to make an advantage? Like, abortion is not child murder. No. They would never say child murder. Well, tell me, how is it done? I'd like you to explain abortion to a kid. Explain. Mommy, tell Junior how an abortion is performed. Well, you see, you know what? You know what? That kid would be horrified, wouldn't sleep for years. But now he's being trained. He watches Freddy with the hypodermic fingers, all the video games, violence against women. There's more violence against women today than ever before in the history of the country. You don't believe that because you voted for Obama. Obama, who wants to leave babies on the stand by the sink in Chicago botched abortions. Don't save them. Just let them expire. That's right. Just let them expire. Yeah. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? But the good news is you could be a fetus up to 26 and you could be on your parents' health care plan. You know why that is? Because Obama don't want you. No, so he gave the bill to your parents. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Let's see, Ted Cruz, stopped Obama. Ted Crazy Cruz, let's see, this says, inspirational video conservatives will love. Thank you, Ted Cruz. You know, they show Ted with his wife, his beautiful wife, two beautiful children, pro-life Ted, the enemy of the Obamaites, the Communist Party. The Democrat Party is no longer the Democrat Party. If you're in the Democrat Party, you're a communist, according to my interpretation of communism. Communism is made up of people who vote to burn the flag, and they call it freedom of speech. The murder of children in the womb, tearing them apart as if they were drawn and quartered in Braveheart. Braveheart. Unbelievable, man. Yes, that's the Communist Party. Vote to burn the flag, vote to kill the kids, get rid of God. Communist Party no longer has God on the party platform. They voted it out, and then they tried to cover it up. Oh, no, we took a third vote, and on the third vote, everybody said they wanted God, and that's a lie. On the third vote, they did the same as votes one and two, but the cover-up people lied. Yes, we love God. Kill those kids over there. Yeah, we're in trouble. Ah, that's all he's talking about is abortion. Abortion is a crime. 4,700 babies die every day. Every day. Planned Parenthood kills 3,000 a day alone. 1,200 white babies. 1,100 black babies. 700 Latino niños. Every day. Hitler couldn't keep up with that pace. Dr. Mengele couldn't keep up with that pace. Okay. So, let's see what it says here. Then we'll go back to giving you a tune. Christ Mass is about the kids. Happy Holy Days. You got a couple of Holy Days coming up. The Holy Days are Hanukkah. Which, is it the Festival of Lights? Is that what that is? The menorah has seven lights on it, and there's a story behind each day for each one of those lights in the menorah, on the menorah. Did I tell you I was at a Christmas pageant in a Catholic preschool, and a Jewish family also had a child in that Catholic preschool, and they put on the play, and Joseph was played by a kid named Goldstein, and some guy sitting behind me says, look at this, they got Joseph, look who's playing Joseph, a kid named Goldstein. And I turned around to him and I said, yeah, that's right. He's part of the original cast. Yeah. unbelievable. Let's see what else. Sarah Palin for the U.S. Senate. Yeah, I said that. Give it to her. Give her the Senate seat. She will be a thorn in the side of all of those who Alec Baldwin, huh? Did you hear what Cher said about her? Called her the C word. Cher. Cher. And I just read about chastity. Who names their daughter chastity? What's that, like painting a target on your kid's back? Yeah. Who does that? And there's an article that a lesbian friend of Cher compromised chastity when she was 11 years old. And now Cher's is Charlie. And she looks like the Incredible Hulk. But they criticize a lady like Sarah Palin. And you heard what that slimeball did on NBC and attacked Sarah Palin. He called for a mouth to be filled with excrement. How's that? What's his name? Bashir? He's probably a terrorist. He's probably here with Al-Qaeda on orders. Yeah, Martin Bashir. Well, maybe Bashir in Arabic means full of camel dung. Yeah, unbelievable. America needs Sarah Palin in the U.S. Senate. Conservatives are in a good position to pick up a U.S. Senate seat in Alaska with Sarah Palin. All I know about Sarah Palin is when she was governor, she put the governor's jet on eBay. She got rid of all the cronyism. She was up against the well-entrenched, see what the boys in the back room will have people, and she became a governor. And as a result of that, every Alaskan gets a 7% commission every year in a form of a paycheck from the oil companies, whereas as opposed to Obama, who got the $15 billion for himself from BP, yes, in the form of the champagne contributions. Oh, he didn't keep the whole $15 billion. Don't get me wrong. He just took a little commish. Yeah. She is the leader we need to help Ted Cruz and Mike Lee stop Obama's agenda. Obama's agenda is anti-American, and you don't realize that yet. He already sold out the entire Middle East. He gave it back to Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, Hamas, and he betrayed Israel. For all of you liberal Israel lovers who pretend to be, I'm with Israel. I'm with Israel. I will always be with Israel unless Obama tells me different. Yeah, he double-crossed all you suckers. And now you're all going to be living under the pain of Obama health care. Already doctors are putting in their papers. Hello, yes, doc, listen, I was there last week and the copay was $10. I got to come in today. How much? $70,000? Cash? Can I pay in installments? Oh, what about Obamacare? Oh, go see Obama. How about Chuck Schumer? Is he giving flu shots? Yeah, oh, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. The only nation that self-destructed by voting. They voted for the death penalty. It is really sad. Oh, here's foreclosures on property listings. You want to see that one? Some poor guy. You know when I remember the first foreclosure I ever saw? I was watching TV, and Ronald Reagan was president, and there was an auction of a farm in Nebraska. And prior to the auction, the banks were running around, and they were telling all the farmers, you want to make big money? Buy more land. Plant more crops. And all the farmers listened to the advice of their bankers. And then one day their bankers showed up and said, you can't pay your mortgage. We're selling off your property and your land. And I remember one guy hanging himself in his barn that had been in his family for probably four generations or five generations. And I remember his friends, his fellow neighbors at his auction, and they didn't have the money to buy his equipment. How sad that was, huh? How sad. So be careful. When you see the stock market go to 16,000, it could go to 6 at tomorrow. Because never can happen. Happens all the time. So you better keep your eyes sharp. And for all you people out there that are being treated like polar bears, I don't know if you've heard the new fad about one punch to a white guy. They call it polar bear hunting. And what they do is six, seven guys will pass a single helpless individual, preferably a polar bear, and try and turn their lights out in one punch. And I seen a girl get punched. I couldn't believe it. What animals to punch a woman? She was out cold before she hit the ground. One punch, right from behind, punched her. She probably weighed about 110 pounds, and this guy clipped her. And you know what I say, girls? It's time you joined the NRA and you learned how to defend yourself and you got yourself a little pistol permit. You don't need a big one. You just need one that goes bang, bang, bang. And I guarantee you, you will have a better and safer outlook on your survival than you have today. And then there was another guy they picked off in a narrow street. It was about seven guys, and this guy, he must have been a liberal because he didn't see it coming. Now, where I come from, when you're going into your own apartment building, the first thing you do is you look for a reflection in the mirror, in the window, in the glass, to see if there's anybody behind you. And when you go into the hallway, you always give wide berth to make sure there's nobody under the stairs waiting to grab you. Okay? And you always have your hands ready to defend yourself. And that's how life is in the big city. And this poor guy, he walked by like he didn't pay any attention to these guys. He had no sense of danger. He was just la, 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 la. And one guy hit him, and when he hit the street, his head landed on the curb. He was gone, man. I think he probably died. And that's what's going on. Now, had he had a gun and he was a little bit cautious, he would have had a chance. You don't have to pull it and draw it. You can shoot him right through the jacket. And let me tell you, if he had said, hey, guys, you're getting too close to me, they would have thought twice. And if they made a move, all he had to do was take one down and the rest would think about it. Bernie Goetz is the guy who they made an example of because he defended himself and they destroyed him. They went after media, lynched him. He was subject to vigilante media lynching. And he had been mugged about five or six times with guys with screwdrivers. And he got on a train with a gun, and they menaced him, and he gave it back to them. And they charged him with getting carried away. And he had to do time, I think. And they sued him. Yes, the criminal is always right. The victim is always wrong. This is the new American way. So, having said that, I'm going to sneak back in and give you another tune. And what could we give you that would be nice? The Battle Hymn of the Republic? We've done that one, haven't we? Here's one. This is a tribute to beautiful women.
In a cavern down by canyon, excavating for a mine, there lived a miner from North Carolina and his daughter, Chubby Clementine. Now every morning, yeah, just about dawning, when the sun began to shine, you knew she would rouse up, wake all of them cows up, and walk them down to her daddy's mine. I took the footbridge, we crossed the water, although she weighed 299. The old bridge trembled and disassembled. Whoops! Dumped her into the foamy brine. Hey, crack like thunder. Ho, ho, you know she went under. Ho, ho, a blowing bubble down the line. Hey, I'm no swimmer, but were she slimmer, I might have saved that Clementine. Oh, she broke the record way underwater, that she was doing fine. I wasn't nervous, not until the service that they held for Clementine. Hey, you sailor, way out of your whaler, with your harpoon and your trusty line. If she shows now, yellow, there she blows now. It just may be Chunky Clementine.
One more time.
Oh, my darling, 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 sweet Clementine. You may be gone, but you're not forgotten. Fare thee well.
Hi, sorry for this inconvenience, but don't worry. You can easily eliminate this portion of information from your favorite MP3 song.
They got me.
You just have to download the program called Clean MP3 from website www.trical.com. T as Tom, R as Robert, Y as Yes.
I gotta remove that.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the spot, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her and kiss and forever whisper in her ear. I love you, gypsy woman.
I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her.
A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman.
I hear everybody complaining that it's terrible they can't sign up for Obamacare. I signed up in 12 minutes. I got a $350,000 deductible. I'm on free birth control pills, and I'm scheduled for an abortion on Thanksgiving. Want to check a few YouTube sites out? Flag Burners of Wreckage. You'll like that one. You can meet all your friends there. Yeah. It's a Flag Burners of Record. It's a list of all of the senators and congressmen who voted to burn the flag. You know, when they did it, the Congress did it 55 days before a 911. And then they sent the bill to the Senate, and 48 senators voted to burn the flag 40 days before 911. Isn't that great? And guess who was one of them? 48 senators voted to burn the flag. 40 were Democrats, which is not a communist party. And 8 were Republicans, rhinos. And guess who is one of the rhinos? Mitch McConnell. And you know who else is one? Fred Thompson. Would you let Fred Thompson give you a reverse mortgage? I don't think so. Oh, I have good news coming in. I just got something I set up to be done, and I got it. It came in over the internet. Actually, it came in over a phone line. I can't tell you what it is. It has to do with millions of dollars. Okay. So, having said that, let me see what else we got. Let me see if we have anything. Don't be shocked when your doctor asks about guns. Have you heard about this? Yeah. They're going to declare, you know, one of the Soviet tricks to people they want to get rid of is they declare them mentally insane and then they put them in mental institutions and then they experiment with them until they get what until they get the mix that they want. I'm looking at a picture of Chris Christie. Chris Christie is a clever politician. He's going to pull both parties and give him enough votes to become the next president. And his goal is, I will tell them anything they want to hear, and I'll pretend to care. But doesn't every politician do that? So this is on Rush Limbaugh, this story. So let me see. There's Rush Limbaugh. And he's very good, Rush. Everybody likes Rush. He's a great American. Savage hates that when Hannity says it. Savage can't wait to get his hands on Hannity. He thinks he's going to destroy Hannity when he gets his new schedule from 3 to 6. But if he starts complaining about waiters and busboys and lipstick on his glass and they don't want to put a bib on his dog, he's not going to do too good. He's got to go political and stay political, and he's not doing that. He's branching out. He thinks he's an entertainer. Yeah. Aye. That's all you hear about from Savage. I did this. I did that. I did this. He's the only guy that ever had a job in America. So let's see what the great Rush Limbaugh is saying. Rush, Jesse, somewhere in Texas, I have 1 minute, but I wanted to get to you. Hi, Rush, Mega Air Force brat and dittos. Thank you. I wanted to call and let you know that I'm working in healthcare. I'm actually a controller for a hospital, but I heard rumors that this was happening. My wife last week had a family doctor appointment with an OBGYN. And one or two of the mandatory questions she was asked is, do you own a gun in your house, and do you keep it loaded in your house? They would not register her as a patient until she answered the question. Rush, now you heard that was coming, but you didn't know it was real until yesterday. Caller, well, till last week when my wife had that appointment. Rush, last week she came home and I was shocked. You were shocked, even though you had heard about it before. I heard rumors, but I was like, there's no way a healthcare provider is going to ask that kind of question. What's really going to be bad, I got to tell you, what's really going to be bad is when you watch your neighbor being taken away and his guns confiscated. And then you watch another neighbor being taken away and his guns confiscated. And you don't have to worry because you have no guns. And they don't have to worry because you have no guns. And they'll just take you away anyway. Yeah, you're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. You let this guy not get impeached in the next 3 years, you're going to be in a civil war. You can't believe that. I know. I bet you couldn't believe 911 either. I bet you think that's a movie. Oh, no. We don't want to do that. We want to go back to Blog Talk Radio. And we'll do a minute and 24 seconds of a band. when somebody says to you, happy holidays, say same to you. When somebody says a season's greetings, ask them, which season? Deer season, trout season, mating season? Yeah, happy holidays is F-U, and season's greetings is up yours. Respond with Merry Christmas, and may you have the blessings of a happy holy day.